Nedarim, Perek Zion, Mishnah Base, 7-2. The Mishnah continues on defining various terms in the context of Nedarim. And here we talk about Dagon and Tavua. Both of those terms, I think, would be typically translated in English in other contexts as grain. What's the difference between Dagon and Tavua typically? So the Rambam, in the beginning of the third Perek of Hilchos Brachos, the Mishnah Torah, says that Dagon is the grain after it's been threshed and winnowed, so it's just the kernels themselves that are ready for storage and put away like in a storage silo, whereas tavua refers to the grain while it's still inside its stalks, you know, before the threshing process. Now our mission will have a machlokas if the terms of dagon and tavua refer specifically to what we know as the chameshet mine dagon, the five species of grain, those cereals which are wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye, which is typical, or if it also could include other things which function like those types of grain, meaning other types of corn, where you store them away, you know, millet, rice, and so on. So the Mishnah says inside, Hanoder min ha-dagan, if a person makes a neder against eating dagan, so what would that include? So Aser b'ful ha-mitzri yavesh divrei meir. Meir holds that would even come to include dried out Egyptian beans, because those two are put away in storage, like in a storage silo, for later consumption. V'cham omrim, the chum disagree, and they say no. Eino aser elam mechameshes haminim. The chum say no. The term dagon is peculiar to the specific five species that we know, the kind of the sources to make matzah, and so on, that become chametz. So again, that's wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. Reb Meir omer, hanodim min ha-tavua eino aser ela mechameshes haminim. Rabbi Meir says, no, the word tavua is peculiar to those five species, but not dagon. Aval anodim min ha-dagon, says Rabbi Meir, if you do take a neder from dagon, then aser bakol, then all types of foods which are, you know, threshed and stored away, like for safekeeping in a silo, are included. Umutter befero sa'ilan uviyarak, but would not be included things like tree fruits, you know, so apples and oranges, etc., of course, because you don't store them away for a long time. And also yarak, vegetables, plants like lettuce and cabbage, again, of course, you don't store those, and therefore they're not included in dagon. But other things that are stored away for long periods of time would be included.